Welcome to Behind Closed Doors, the official podcast from Loth Investigations International, where we uncover the world of investigations, explore the intricacies of complex cases, and share the stories that often go untold. I'm host's name, and in today's episode, we're diving into one of the most captivating topics in the world of crime, art theft. Throughout history, some of the world's most famous paintings have disappeared without a trace. From the Mona Lisa to Edvard Munch's The Scream, art theft has become a subject of fascination and mystery. In today's episode, we'll explore some of the most famous stolen art stories and how professional investigators, like the team at Loth Investigations, use specialized techniques to track down these masterpieces and bring them back to their rightful owners. Host, voice, today, we're also joined by guest's name, an expert in art crime investigations, who has worked with Loth Investigations on several high-profile art theft cases. Guest's name, welcome to the podcast. Guest, voice, thanks for having me, host's name. It's great to be here. Host, voice, so, let's start with a bang. The theft of the Mona Lisa is probably one of the most iconic art thefts in history. Can you tell us more about how that theft happened? Guest, voice, absolutely. In 1911, the Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre Museum in Paris by an Italian named Vincenzo Perugia. Perugia had worked at the Louvre and knew the ins and outs of the museum. He hid inside the museum overnight and simply walked out with the painting the next day, concealed under his coat. It was an audacious crime, and for over 2 years, the painting was missing. It wasn't until 1913 that the Mona Lisa was recovered after Perugia tried to sell it in Italy, claiming it belonged in his home country. Host, voice, that's incredible. And you've worked on similar art recovery cases, right? Could you share some of the techniques used by investigators to recover stolen pieces like the Mona Lisa?